This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Joining us for today's program is Dr. Tom Kaluzinski. Dr. Kaluzinski is a staff physician with Memory Care of Asheville and holds a satellite clinic for memory care in Burnsville on Mondays. He's here to tell us about an upcoming workshop that will be happening at the Burnsville Town Center, scheduled for Monday, September 21st. Memory Care is a nonprofit medical organization providing comprehensive medical evaluations for the older adult with Alzheimer's disease and related disorders, together with support, education, and training for their caregivers. Dr. Kaluzinski, before we get going on our program today, I've got a question for you. I've been hearing that curry powder or even green tea can prevent Alzheimer's disease. Is there any truth to that?
Steve, that's a great question. The news that curry powder, or the active ingredients in green tea, being studied as possible treatments for Alzheimer's disease is true. But it is too early to run out there and start taking large amounts of either in hopes of treating or preventing Alzheimer's disease. The news about curry comes from population studies. Individuals in traditional Indian communities regularly eat curcumin in their diet. Curcumin is the key ingredient of curry powder. These Indian populations have a low prevalence of dementia when compared to populations like ours here in the United States. For instance, in the U.S., we have a prevalence of dementia in those 65 years or older of about 13%. In India, the prevalence of dementia is surprisingly low, down about 3%.
That's interesting. I think everyone should run out now and get all the curry they can in their diet.
Well, adding some curry-flavored dishes to your diet probably can't hurt. But until research trials currently underway are completed, we will not know if what holds true for laboratory animals holds true for humans. So far, neuroscientists have shown that mice and rats, genetically bred to produce the damaging amyloid plaques of Alzheimer's, appear to either dissolve some of those plaques or stop them from forming when curcumin is added to their diets. For now, the bottom line is, a good diet and plenty of exercise are still the key associated factors that may work in concert with eating a curry meal, say two or three times a week.
That's all for curry right now, right?
Yes, okay. That's all.
All right. Keep us posted on that topic, if you would. Now let's talk about the workshop coming up in September, Cognitive Fitness Cafe, a discussion and dialogue on brain health and aging.
Our guest speaker will be Dr. Kathleen Hayden from Duke University. She'll be giving us good information about how modern brain imaging, together with the latest research in nerve cell function, are teaching us how diet, exercise, and cognitive stimulation are very promising targets for us to get closer to developing disease-modifying treatments in tackling Alzheimer's disease. Today, unfortunately, we do not have any proven treatments to stop or prevent the protein amyloid damage. Dr. Hayden is a research professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences. I'm delighted she can join us for this first-time event for memory care here in Burnsville.
Tell us, who is the workshop for?
The workshop's open to the general public, as well as interested family caregivers and healthcare professionals who work with the older adult. Thanks to the generous support of local sponsors, the workshop is free. We do ask for those planning to attend to register beforehand. We'll have members of Healthy Yancey on hand to guide us in a brief discussion on how we can continue to utilize our resources right here in Yancey County that can keep us focused on keeping our brain fit for the years ahead of us. This part of the workshop will also give us the opportunity to learn how we can coordinate our services in meeting the needs as we face the demographic wave of our population growing older. In a short 2 years from now, in 2011, the first of the baby boomer generation will start marking their 65th birthday and soon join the ranks of the fastest growing segment of the U.S. population.
If you're interested in attending the workshop, you can contact Memory Care at 828-771-2219 for details, or visit WKYK's website and click on Community Links and look under the medical listings for Memory Care. Again, the date for the workshop is Monday, September 21st in Burnsville at the Town Center, and that will be from 2 until 5 p.m.
That's right, Steve. I hope you can finish up your Monday studio work early enough that day to join us. For those attending who are interested in creative ways to include some curry in a brain-healthy diet, I will share a recipe I just tried myself for curry popcorn. Personally, I still like plain popcorn, no salt, no butter, but with a little nutritional yeast sprinkled in for flavor. But I have to admit that popping corn using olive oil with some curry powder mixed in does offer a spicy alternative to an easily prepared homemade snack.
That's Monday, September 21st in Burnsville at the Town Center from 2 until 5 p.m. Our thanks to Dr. Kalusinski for joining us today, a staff physician with Memory Care of Asheville, and he has a satellite clinic for Memory Care in Burnsville on Mondays. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.